We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Still don't know how we let him go, but, you know, I wish I could have gone to battle with him still, but it is what it is. Just got to, keep building and, keep trying to reach that goal.
Joel Embiid minutes after losing in the playoffs and being eliminated on their home court by Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
Marks and Reese were back. Yeah, Joel Embiid is supposed to be the quarterback of your team. He's your franchise. This is his franchise. It doesn't matter how many max players come here. This is Joel Embiid's franchise. Right? It was not Ben Simmons' franchise. There's nobody that they're going to bring here that's going to be their team. This is Joel Embiid's franchise. He is the franchise. He is the process. And every time he acts like that or like this or whatever, the passive-aggressive nature, whatever it is, he's letting the franchise down. You don't act like that when you are the face of the franchise. That's where you have to lie when you're not happy. That's where you have to let them know internally that you're unhappy rather than passive-aggressively, cryptically tweeting. And I'm sick of it. And you don't win like this. That's a loser. That's a loser that acts like that. And that's what Joel Embiid's acting like right now. And previously, too. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. Shop Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere and best selection of graduation presents. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Most people, Ike, did not bother people last night. 70% saying it did not bother you. Jack, you said it made you afraid, but did it bother you?
It only bothered me from the standpoint of him wanting to leave here, but I also don't really blame him if he gets so frustrated that he does want to leave, because I do think Harden's the wrong guy to pair him with. It didn't bother me, frankly, because I kind of get where he's coming from.
Right.
Like I understand where he's coming from. I kind of feel bad for him in a way. I feel bad for that he's poured as much as he has into this team, and he doesn't feel like they're reaching their ultimate level. And I know some of that can be Embiid.
He's poured as much as he had. What is this, the movie?
What
are you doing?
He's gotten back to top three MVP votes in
exactly.
the last half
he
years.
He's a great
the
player.
MVP running
Jack,
out 2 years in
Jack,
a row.
Let's not go overboard here. Pouring his
he
heart into the freaking
game.
He's poured
his heart and soul into being a Sixer.
He's
and
a great
they have
talent.
Let him down.
He's a great talent, and they haven't made it out of the second round of the playoffs. And I watch franchise players all over the place that don't have.
Is that more Embiid or is that the team?
And it's both. How about that? It's both.
Nah,
can it be both? No, it's Embiid. Embiid's just as responsible as the stuff they put around him. And earlier on in his career, it was Embiid and not the team. Embiid let those guys down. Lately, it's been the team letting Embiid down.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Well, okay, well, how about the years where he was too fat or he was eating Shake Shack or he was crying on his girlfriend's shoulders? How about then?
He was younger.
When he's not committed to the craft and being the player that he could be.
But you can't say that the last 2 years.
I mean, he's still hurt. He's still hurt.
Well, he didn't get hurt to anything that he did wrong. He took an elbow in the face.
Yep, after he was flying around like an airplane.
Well, his Dario's coach shouldn't have had him out there on the court.
Well, that's
don't
true.
Do that. I did.
All right, let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's up?
See, I told you guys, man, my rant to that guy is now validated. But first I want to say my condolences to the kids in Texas and their parents. Yeah. I couldn't imagine my kids not coming home from school. It really hurt my heart. I want to send my condolences to them first and foremost. And those families in Buffalo, too, they're being killed for the color of their skin, man. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on out here.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I want to get that off my chest.
Thank you, Chuck.
But what's up, Johnny Marks? Reese, how you feeling?
Feeling good, Chuck. I mean, you know, Johnny Marks is a little riled up because of Embiid's tweets last night. You know, I just look at it as like it's Joel to Troel. That's what he does. That's Joel Embiid.
Listen. I'm with Johnny on this one. Me and John Marks is on the same team on this.
How comfortable does that feel?
Good.
Let me take something. It feels good. Because this guy is not a Philly guy. This guy ain't one of us. He's an imposter. And I've been trying to tell you guys this for a very long time. This city has become soft, man. Joel, if you want to leave, don't let the door hit you in the back. Go down to Little Miami and tell me how it feels when you go down there. You got fans that's fair weather fans who don't even show up to the games, even when LeBron was there. You got fans here that loved you, that supported you through injury, did everything, bent over backwards for you, buy tickets. You bleeped us all first. Now you're talking about you want to go down to Miami. Now you're talking about Jimmy Butler's at third. You love Jimmy Butler more than you love this city. I know it. You love Jimmy Butler more than you love us. You know what? I said it. He's a loser. We'll never win a championship with him as our best player. I said that before. But you know what? I'm going to double down and say this. We'll never win a championship with him on this team because of the lack of the leadership that he shows. You never see a true leader tweet something like that, especially if a team that just handed you your ass the round before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This dude is a clown. And Ike, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm highly disappointed in you.
Don't be.
Supporting this clown.
He's
a clown, man.
He's not a clown.
Yes, he is. Because you know what? You like guys like Kobe.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Michael Jordan. That's great players, man. You know what I mean? This guy is nowhere on their level at all. He's not an Allen Iverson. He's not a Philly guy. He don't belong here. Tell him to take his ass to Miami. And if you listen to Joel, you know what? I'm going to say this. I didn't like Carson Wentz. I didn't like Ben Simmons. Mm-hmm. I think this guy, I hate him more than I hated any athlete. And I've been a Sixers and Eagles fan for a very long time. I dislike this guy. I hate seeing him. And I don't care if he leaves. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off of this thing. Go on to the back of the draft. Get some picks for him. Get some good players in for him. Build around that team. And if Joel, you don't be here, get the hell out of here, because we can't get out the second round with you anyway, you loser. You're a loser. Scumbag.
Listen, Chuck, listen, I love you. And appreciate the call, brother. And I don't want to go back and forth with you, because right now, there's no talking to you. There's no reasoning with you. You're so fired up about Embiid, you can't see straight. And Johnny Marks is just letting his true colors come out now about Joel Embiid, because he feels there's an opportunity to do that. It bothered him to have to fake like he really likes Joel Embiid. And now he gets to spill his guts about Joel Embiid. And that's all fine and dandy. Bottom line is, neither one of you, except for Chuck and his delusional state of mind, you're going to get rid of the guy. Because without him, we have nothing. And so look past your own hurt feelings about you bought into a team that was flawed, and the fact that the guy got his face broke because the coach is clueless and don't know what the hell he's doing. He's out there on auto control during the damn game. And really what Embiid is saying, what you guys are doing is wasting my prime. That's what you're doing. Wasting my prime is what you're doing. That's what he's saying to this organization that's ready, Daryl Morey, to give money to a washed-up James Harden. A washed-up James Harden. The fact that I hear Johnny Marks go off on Joel Embiid like this, a guy who is Philadelphia, a guy who has put it on the line for this franchise and isn't running away, and I ain't heard you talk about no other Sixer that way, not James Harden or nobody else, and that bum didn't show up in the playoffs. I haven't heard anybody mad at James Harden except for me, and all of a sudden you're mad at Joel about a tweet? Because they let Jimmy Butler go for Ben Simmons, who was trash, that you all stood and took up for years, was trash. Now all of a sudden, Cousin Embiid is somewhat hinting that he's unhappy with the players around him that you've been saddling him with. Now he's the bad guy. Really? Everybody's offended at Joel Embiid? Really?
Yeah, I know.
Really? Be mad at Daryl Morey for what he's doing. Be mad at Daryl Morey because he didn't take younger athletic players for that trash can he shipped up to Brooklyn. Instead, he took an older trash can and is about to give him money. Be mad at Daryl Morey. Be mad at Doc Rivers, who can't coach. Be mad at him. We're going to be mad at the best player in this city? Really? Because he's speaking the truth right now? I ain't having it.
There you go. Yeah, I know Joel Embiid's the first player ever to maybe have his team that he plays for struggle building around them or not be perfect building around them.
Hey, listen, Kobe wanted to go play on Pluto. They got the message, didn't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they got him a player. They got Kwame Brown up out of there because he saddled with Kwame Brown and Chris Mim and Smush Parker and Slava Sledvedenko and Sasha Vujicic. Yeah, I watched those games. And when you gave him some actual players, what did he do? He went and won.
Yeah, well, he was Kobe, too.
Well, I'm just saying, when you put a star player with a bunch of trash players, of course he's going to get upset about it. Yeah. You're wasting the prime of his career.
That's why LeBron had to leave, because he had nothing in Cleveland. He had Ilgauskas.
Mm-hmm. And that was received very well in Cleveland the Nationals.
Exactly. That's not why he left.
Yes, it is.
One of the reasons.
I mean, Joel Embiid would be the best player to go to Miami, you know, the best superstar ever to leave a team
man,
and go to Miami.
We're
going to
run Embiid out of here.
He'd be the best superstar ever to leave? Come on, man. Like what are we doing here? What are we talking about here with Joel Embiid? Seriously, what are we talking about? Great, great talent.
One of the greatest, man.
Great talent. Love the talent. He's a great
player.
He's
the most talented Sixer ever.
I don't need to deal.
He's going to beat him, believe that too.
I don't need to. They don't need to deal with a guy. And you know what? They're going to try to make it work as long as they can. You know what, Ike? Until he decides he doesn't want to be here anymore. I mean, that's essentially what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And maybe 2 years from now.
Wasted more of his years.
It may be 3 years. And you know what I'll say then? I'll say, you know what? He should go somewhere to win. He should. Kurt Schilling for years was wasted as a Philly. And they said, you know what? And
Charles
Barkley. They deserve to go to other places based on the futility of the franchise to build a winner around them. Joel Embiid's nowhere near that yet. Are you kidding me? Joel Embiid's nowhere near that yet. They've taken a couple shots with him early on. They probably should have won something they didn't.
Those guys would have shown up too. When are they going to show up?
Well, they're not here anymore. Embiid is. Let's go to Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yoshi, how are you?
What up, John?
Yoshi.
What's up, Yoshi?
How y'all doing today?
Well, man, just fired up about Joel.
Hey, I heard you, boy. What's that? I was ready to strap on my boots, put on my boxing gloves, come down there and stand back to back with you. You need me now. Man, hey, when I saw that thing, I was more mixed up than Ben and Jerry's ice cream. You know? I'm like Jack. I was nervous, you know, like what? Then I was like John, you know, like good Lord, here we go again.
Yeah.
Put your hard head on and just go to work.
You know, Yoshi, every national story this morning that was about it all said the same thing. Like, 76ers fans are probably really nervous right now. Right, and he tried to play it off like, y'all stupid, and the laughing emojis or whatever. Everybody knows what you're doing, Joel. You know what you're doing.
But overall, man, I got to ride with what my buddy Ike's saying, man. He's signed. He's here. There's really nothing to worry about. I mean, this is what he do. He's Captain Troll your butt. But overall, what I immediately felt, I was just like, man, I wish the Sixers organization would give him be a legit coach, stop giving our star players that are sensitive, forget how to play basketball, not what they used to be, just the average player, or like, who the fudge sickles is this guy right here?
They need to get better players, and Bede never needs to play better, and Bede needs to grow up, and Bede needs to be a better leader, all the above.
He do, but John, what's his name? He is playing excellent ball. I mean, I don't know how much better you can get than what he was this year. He was playing excellent ball. He was playing
I mean, yes. No, you're right. Regular season. But then what happens in the playoffs? You're not the same player, and you're not available because of injuries.
That's all fine and dandy also, baby. But you got to remember, the players that they bringing in here with him ain't showing up. The guys, the supporting cast, they ain't even the supporting cast. Mm-mm. The extras on the bench ain't showing up. I mean, you got to give him a legit running mate. You got to give him a legit sidekick. You got to give him some solid players to run. That last time we gave an actual star a legit running mate, as far as I can remember, is when they brought Moses in with Doc.
Yep.
When have they done it? They ain't do it with Barkley. They ain't do it with AI.
Yoshi, I'm not disputing that he needs a real running mate and he needs help. He does.
Did Moses show up?
Did MVP.
Moses showed up, didn't he? And they won a title.
And I agree with you, John. I ain't taking nothing away from what you said. He do need to grow up. But as far as what's the name like, Patrick Mahomes and hit the road? No. I'm like that woman, what's the name, was talking all that trash, holding on to his jacket as he's walking out the door with a suitcase. Come back, baby. Don't leave. He the best thing smoking we got right now. The Sixers organization got to do their job.
Agreed.
Because we do what we need, man. You gotta do your job. Stop going out here getting all these has-beens, man. Come on, mm-hmm, man. Mm-hmm. Come on.
All right, Yoshi.
All right, baby.
Appreciate it, Yoshi.
Appreciate it.
I mean, last year, Embiid averaged 28.5 in the playoffs. This is just his playoff numbers last year. He shot over 50%+, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shot 39% from three.
Had 17 points in a loss.
I know. I'm just saying, it's easy to pick out games. I'm just saying, you're talking about showing up in the playoffs. 28-10, you can't say he didn't show up in the playoffs.
He had a signature three-point shot to
win
it.
I'm not talking about this year. I'm talking about last year in the playoffs. He got his face broken this year in the playoffs. So I'd expect his numbers to be down.
Mm-hmm.
His face was broken and a torn ligament in his thumb. So when we say he doesn't show up in the playoffs, 30 points in the playoffs the year before when they got swept by Boston, when sidekick number one basically didn't even show up for the bubble. Ben Simmons.
Yeah, if you're writing a book from the Sixers playoffs this year, was the supporting cast wasn't good enough and Joel Embiid was hurt.
Yeah, he got his face broke.
Yep. Well, he also had a torn ligament in his thumb.
Yeah.
So it just was good. He had trouble shooting after he had that injury.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just a broken face. He had a broken face and a concussion.
That just validates what I'm saying.
But the point is that's every year.
Not every year.
But if you look at his game logs, he has something going on every year to where he hasn't had the same availability or he's banged up to where it's affecting him out on the court. I mean, that's just a part of it. It's a part of his resume.
Being injured is, and playing through a season, injuries happen. That's having a broken face. I mean, he averaged 28-10 with a torn meniscus last year.
Yeah, but what other...
I didn't use injury as an excuse last year. I never said a word about an injury last year. And he played on a torn meniscus. I didn't say anything about an injury. I just said he had 28-10. This year, he actually had a broken face and he was playing well up until then, had just hit the three-pointer game winner. Was playing well up until then, and then his play was affected by that. They couldn't beat that Miami team because the rest of these guys didn't show up and do anything.
The way you beat Miami is that your best player has to drag you to a win. That's the only way that team was beating Miami. And to your point, a lot of that was the supporting cast. But it was also him.
Whatever.
All right, Corey Knebel, L.A. is going to join us in 15 minutes. Larry Anderson joins us today. Phillies lose last night, lose another one. Jack, how did you think about last night's game? You're now 2-1 when leading off.
Oh, yeah, no, I checked out after the Segura.
Bad news bear plays.
Yeah. It was just like, oh, they're gonna lose this game. It was frustrating, too, because they actually show good fight to get back in it, and then the second that they get back in it, they give it right away. It's crushing.
Yep. Well, so the night before, it was about the bullpen. Joe Girardi doesn't let his relievers throw three games in a row, and Corey Knebel was ready to pitch. He spoke after the game last night? He spoke yesterday about the situation, and he, to paraphrase it, he said that he wanted the ball. He wanted to be out there, but that's his rule. So that's his rule. That's it. No 3 days in a row. That we talked. That's it. Then he said that we both agree that's my game. If we're going to lose, it's my game to lose. That's it. Don't put that on Nelly. But I think we had a great conversation. Nelson's been dominating. So, yeah, sometimes it works. Sometimes it doesn't. That's it. So, like, what I took from Knebel's comments, Ike, was that these guys are frustrated because they wanted to pitch and they wanted to get the win. They didn't want to hear they couldn't pitch 3 days in a row. So that's why he comes out and he kind of gives you, yeah, well, that's Joe's rule. And, you know, that's the rule. And then he is complaining at the same time about him wanting to pitch in the third day. What it tells you is that's the first real scene that has where you've seen a player coming out and disagreeing with the manager. We haven't seen it. Like you got a sense maybe there was, you know, they didn't dislike Joe. They weren't coming out and talking badly about Joe. But this is the first time someone's kind of come out and talked against something Joe has said.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Read it the same way.
Yep.
Larry Anderson joins us coming up at 3:00, so we'll see what he says and what he thinks about the bullpen not doing 3 days in a row. Let's go to Jerry in Douglasville. Jerry, go ahead. What's up?
Dude, you got to get this beta male out of the city and off this team.
Oh, we lost him. Derek.
Yeah, when you make a ridiculous comment like that, that's what happens. Your phone just cuts off.
Yeah, the sign of God. Derek and Paoli. Derek, go ahead.
What's going on, fellas?
Hi, Derek.
What's up, Derek?
Hey, Ike, you've been preaching the gospel, so I'm going to stick with that theme. Like, so with centers, right, it's easy to take a center out of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like how you were saying how Shaq was doing his thing, but Kobe always took him home, right?
Yep.
And it's like, Embiid, he could be immature, but I feel like last night he was just watching the game and he just chose to have a little fun. However you want to take that.
Chose to have a little fun. What does that mean? He knew what he was doing, but he didn't mean anything
by it? I don't think there's any, like, malice behind it, though. Like, for people to be calling in and for you to be like, oh, he's this and he's that. I don't know. I just think, like, with professional athletes right now, with social media, everything is just under a microscope. They can't even, like, be humans.
But he knows that. But he knows he has 2 million followers, and he knows when he presses tweet on that it's going out, and he knows what he's doing.
I will agree with that.
I'm not saying he was being malicious specifically towards the fans. I don't think he was trying to be malicious towards 76er fans. That's just, he doesn't realize that what it's going to do to guys that support him. I think that was a message for the front office.
Don't you think the Sixers should be trying to get some help in here for him, though? After reading that, they should be saying, okay.
They should have been trying to do that before reading that.
We need to get somebody in here because Miami, that's why Miami's losing. They don't have nobody. They got Jimmy Butler and 8 undrafted free agents who we was praising 2 weeks ago. And now we like, oh, they need help. They do need help. Just like Embiid need help. So,
Right. I know. But, like, is he having that conversation with the Sixers? Or is this just what he's doing, the cryptic, passive-aggressive tweets on social media? And then he says he didn't mean anything by it. We're stupid. Right? I mean, the whole
thing. Well, first of all, when he says you all are stupid, he doesn't even mean that in a malicious way. It's like saying you're a fool, boy. It's like, it's just when you put it in text, it doesn't read, it doesn't come off the way it is if you're saying it. Right? Like, boy, stop acting stupid. You're a fool. Like, but if I tweet that out, somebody can take offense to that.
No, but I guess what I'm saying is that he's acting like I can't believe you guys are taking it like that I'm saying anything other than just watching the game.
Yeah, he's saying you all are being silly.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like come on, Joel. You put the tweet out. You knew what you were doing when you put the tweet out, right? At least in part. You know that you can't tweet that out without getting some type of reaction like that. Or really, is he that naive to not realize what he was doing and the response he was going to get?
Or when he tweets later that you all are being stupid, implying that you all are just being silly, maybe he's talking to the Miami fans that are also – he has over 2 million followers. So Miami fans also reacted to that tweet.
Yep.
Right? You know, national media reacted to the tweet. It wasn't just Philadelphia people that reacted to the tweet.
Right, because
Miami fans reacted to it, too, in a exciting way.
Yeah, of course they did.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time that there's been this connection.
Yeah, but
been
my
this
point
talk.
Is, but I don't understand. You know he's not going to Miami.
No,
he's not going to Miami.
Right.
The Sixers aren't trading Joel Embiid to Miami, nor is he going to demand a trade anytime soon. So what's the point of being upset about the tweet when you know he's just trolling?
Because if a quarterback of the Eagles had similar behavior with a team that just eliminated them from the playoffs, I could just tell you how people would feel about it.
I understand.
And I could tell you how I would.
I understand that, but if it was a player that's known for trolling people on social media, I don't think we would react that way.
Yeah,
and football is different than basketball. You know that.
Why?
I don't know why. You tell me.
No,
you live here longer than I have. I don't know why everybody loves football more than basketball.
Just because we care more about the Eagles.
Okay,
more people care
then.
About the Eagles than the 76ers. Right. But, I mean, it's the same behavior whether he's a quarterback or he's Joel Embiid. He's the face of the franchise. And if Donovan McNabb, God forbid, did anything like that, mm-hmm. he'd be getting roasted and crushed and we want him out of here. Embiid gets a pass because it's Embiid. I mean, that's it. His behavior is unacceptable, and he's going to get away with it because he's so talented.
Because he didn't do anything.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
He didn't do anything.
See, he exhausts me.
Getting away with what?
He exhausts me.
We act like he just ran a bunch of red lights in the city.
Could you imagine if Donovan, because you gave him bad wide receivers?
Yes, he said things, and he got killed over it without social media. Yes, I do remember. I can't imagine it. Yes.
After the Cowboys eliminated him from the playoffs, he's saying, man, Dallas needs a quarterback.
Did Donovan not say winning the playoff game was bittersweet, or making the playoffs was bittersweet when Jeff Garcia got to the playoffs?
He did.
And he got roasted for it.
And it was likewise for Carson Wentz, and he got roasted for it.
Well, Carson doesn't say anything. What did he get roasted for?
Yeah, he doesn't say
anything. Yeah, what are you talking
about?
Well,
we knew he was. 215-592-9494. Coming up, Larry Anderson. We'll get back to the 76ers conversation. Larry Anderson's going to join the show. What is his reaction to what Joe Girardi's doing with the bullpen? Does he agree with the strategy?
No.
Yeah, I'm thinking because he's told us he doesn't.
He doesn't.
Yes. We'll try to get LA through this one today without totally losing it. That's coming up next. It's going to be fun. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
All right, you guys know how much I've been loving taking Athletic Greens, right? I started taking AG1, quite frankly, just because I needed a little bit of a pick-me-upper. No, in all seriousness, you know, you get to this stage in life, late 40s, and every once in a while, you're not feeling like yourself. So you need a little bit of a boost, a little bit of a kick, a little bit of an energy boost. And that's kind of what AG1 has been like for me. It's like a super multivitamin. Now, here's what you need to do. And we all take multivitamins daily, right? Now, reclaim your health and arm your immune system with this daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in your water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. Now, Athletic Greens is a climate-neutral certified company. And in 2020, Athletic Greens purchased carbon credits that support projects protecting old growth rainforest. Now, for every purchase, they donate to organizations helping to get nutritious food to kids in need, including No Kid Hungry here in the United States. Now, in 2020, Athletic Greens also donated over 1.2 million meals to kids. Now, how about that? Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Ike. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Ike to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.